Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Saturday. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And looking for the date here. So it looks like today's date is the 18th of August. So 8/18/2012. And it's Saturday. We'll go to the Lightship probably in about 15 minutes or so here. And, boy, we could do a clearing here for people, you know, since it is the end of the week, typically, for an emotional clearing here. And we'll do one, we'll do an emotional clearing, then we'll do a trauma clearing. So here we go. Think of your situation that you got involved with, or that got involved with you. Either way, it's still on your plate. It doesn't matter how it got there. And may not like that that broccoli on your plate, but you got to eat it anyway. So here we go. Going to clear it away. That one incident. Think of it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do... Well, that's heavy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll do another clearing for trauma. So it might be the same issue. It could be another one. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you people would like to, bring up the light beam on your screen. And go to the BBS Creation Lightship page. And scroll down a ways. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams tonight. So I'll just count to 5 to increase the energy to bring them in. So here they come. And there's only 3 of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we had a question here, a carryover from Mike last night, so he may be listening. And it had to do something about if he or people would do a the unlimited emotional or maybe mental clearing. Are you still being cloned out every 10 minutes by doing that clearing? Yeah, but it may not be as bad each time the new replica of you comes in. Remember, every 10 minutes, approximately, a new you is here. And the real you comes in off and on, more off than on, but maybe a couple hours a month to energize your skeleton. And then the aliens attach the clone replicas to that. And that's the easiest way to put it, because that's the way it kind of works. So it may sound kind of weird to you if you're a first-time listener, saying to yourself, I'm not a clone. Well, look at your life, and you can notice how you change personalities, how you forget things, how you maybe go sideways with issues, and how you look back upon your day and you go, wow, you know, I can't remember doing part of this stuff here, which is because the memory is taken away out of you typically by that cloned replica. So it all depends what they actually transfer over into the new clone replica of you, the new you, as to where you are and what you're doing and how you're feeling. So you could be going through, but you probably have watched people all of a sudden who are really upset, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere they don't get upset any longer, and you wonder, gee, this doesn't seem normal to me. Why did this person change their personality so quickly? Well, that's because a new replica came in. Maybe the alien race didn't want to copy that program of being upset. They had a different agenda. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, which is Kathy. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Saturday Night Live on August 18th, 2012. And it's called Saturday Night Live on the Lightship because the healings only take place during the show today and tonight. However, if you're listening to an archive, you will feel the wonderfully peaceful energy from being on the Lightship. And Ron usually takes requests from the fast chat for the various rooms that he escorts us through as the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. So you may, when Ron indicates, type in your requests and start thinking of them now for the various rooms or areas you'd like to receive healing from the light being doctors. And Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. On it are the light beings, the pictures, many links to healings. And the also you can access the BBS radio station, too, through the creationlightship.com website. Ron has just activated one of the photos, or it's like a picture or drawing of the light being face. So you can pull that up and have that to enjoy during the program and while we're on the lightship. Really makes the experience a whole lot more fulfilling and healing. And sometimes, Ron, you activate the some water for us. May we do that tonight after the lightship so we have time to get it ready? Go ahead, Ron. If you're speaking, I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm munching here. So anyway, yeah, we can do that, no problem. And I think we have a caller on. I heard a little beep there, maybe. So do we have a caller online?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Cap. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Kathy. Yeah, I have a few questions for Ron. And the first one was the movie The Butterfly. And it was about a man who, online, and arms were, and then he wanted to meet his girlfriend, but she couldn't accept arms were missing. When he saw her on another timeline, and she was, and they kept on jumping, could get in touch with each other, and then at the end he found a good timeline to be on, and he walked down the street, and he found a normal timeline that he. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little echoey, but I can hear you. Yeah, so the person, he saw a person with missing arms, and then he went into another timeline. Did the person have missing arms in that other timeline, or just on the one that he was seeing him on?
No, he had missing arms, and then on another time, the girl had a stick of dynamite hospital. Another one where his girlfriend liked the other guy, not him, in a wheelchair in a hospital, arms, and he had just one dilemma after another. Then he saw a doctor, and the reason why he had trouble on different timelines is because he created a disease, and he did it to cope with reality. And can you describe that, Ron?
I couldn't quite hear you all the way, but I think what the gist was is the person liked somebody else on a different timeline, and that could be true. You could have a love affair with somebody else that you know here on another timeline, and when you see him here, you could wonder, gee, I really think I should ask this person out. You know, maybe I can't because I'm married or already have another person in my life. Or on that other timeline, you could be actually connected or, you know, hooked up or whatever, you know.
Oh, I see.
So that could happen, you know. They could play that game with you. That'd be pretty awful here, I would think. Having that awareness that you like somebody that is maybe untouchable. Maybe the person's married here. Maybe you were, you know, childhood sweethearts or whatever, you know. And then from there, the person got married on this timeline that you're living on, but somewhere else they're still available. You could have a relationship with them. Maybe even be married on that timeline. And here, each time you see that person, you're kind of like, you know, you felt really heartfelt toward that person or something, but they're untouchable to you. Well, that'd be really a bad situation. Man.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that probably happens, too.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then there's a... Yeah, so that, just to reiterate that so you can hear me clear, the created a disease that doesn't exist, and then he did it to cope with reality, so he couldn't cope with the real truth.
Cutting out a little bit too much, Larry.
Okay, that's okay. He created a reality that doesn't exist.
So he created a reality that doesn't exist?
Yes, to cope with life.
Okay.
And his doctor said he created a disease that doesn't exist because he to cope with reality.
Hmm. Wow. That could be really true.
Uh-huh.
That goes even a step further. Where there could be some virus and some other timeline that is a reality. And it could come back here. That wouldn't be very good.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then we got rid of that problem of creating something bad that doesn't exist. And he got rid of that problem, then in the end he found fulfillment in a normal timeline that he...
Yeah.
So he solved this problem. And then I had another comment. I sure got a bad effort, but I got another comment about the... When they were on Sinai, and there was, Moses from the mountain and God, and they were saying, well, you guys, we're going to kill you guys if you don't accept us. We're going to... And then they opened up a big... In the ground, and they killed half the people that wouldn't... accept them, and then they said they killed people if you change your love mate from one to another. They would stone them to death for that. And they always said we're going to kill all the Ten Commandments. We're going to kill one of them. And then Edward G. Robinson made a profound statement that time. What he said was this. He said, well, this is the... promised one, the deliverer. So it was a very profound moment. Can you comment about that?
Yeah, not too much, but that does make sense.
Uh-huh. Startling that this is the deliverer, the promised one, all this destruction and death threats and everything, commandments, they're going to kill you. They open a fire line in the thousands of people because they wouldn't expect death threats that thousands of death threats if you say, and they called out the temple. So that was the background understanding. So I guess that's all I have, Ron. I hope it's better for the evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay.
I guess back to you, Ann. I mean, Kathy.
Ron, I just wondered if we're going to do the enlistment tonight. I can remind you later if you'd like.
Yeah, we could do that after we come back. We can do it right now, in fact. Might be better to do it before. So it's a very simple process. If you wish to enlist in the constitutional... Founding Fathers, timeline to fight the aliens. And this is where all the soldiers are, the time traveler soldiers that, and even ones that are living today, probably in the military, are also time travelers who go into the future and come back to fight the aliens on timelines that are just adjacent to this one. So, if you're interested, we can bring the energy in. So there are different countries that you can enlist into, but you first have to do the one here. And then from there, you can go into almost any country's military, except, to my knowledge, the Chinese have not are not doing that for some reason. At least I haven't been told if they started up enlisting people, so I'll just say that as of right now, they have not. And don't ask me why, because I have no clue. But most countries are fighting the aliens from the invasion that would be happening here. And this is probably keyed off from 2012. You know, maybe they're trying to get more people abducted, you know, throughout the year here. So let's bring in the soldiers into your room. And all you have to do is say yes, and they will connect you to the energies that you need to be with. Normally you have like a week or two of orientation. Some people only got a couple of days. And you can get out of the enlistment program whenever you choose to. So you're not connected to it indefinitely. Normally you're not going to find anything of ill effect in your life. You may just feel a little happier, not knowing why. You could have a slight bleed through and maybe see something happening. But other than that, you should not have really any physical traumas here or anything else or what's going on. So we'll bring in the energies. This is your choice. And I'll count to five to bring them in. And here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And all you have to do is just say that you want to get enlisted. Maybe just speak it out loud into the time-traveling constitutional founding fathers, army, special forces, which you're going to be in. And then they'll take you at that point, and you will be bilocated into the future and become trained on how to deal with the aliens and fight them, etc. You will have your own orientation program as to what you choose to do. Some people just wanted to do office work or to do mapping or something, so that's fine too, if you don't want to actually be out there battling them. Now, you'll probably be going also into the underground tunnels that are here that we probably know nothing about, that people don't talk about, ones that we don't even know about where the aliens are living. So that's another possibility. So, right now you're connected if you choose to. So it's all up to you if you wish to do it or not. And you can back out whenever you want. So there's no problem with that. If you are in the military listening right now, then chances are you are in the process and already enlisted. And you probably will not be able to de-enlist fighting the aliens until your final day is up in the military. They will take people that are in the military now and do this process to them automatically. And that could maybe also include people that could be retired and maybe even police officers possibly. And naturally, we have the other agencies that deal with stuff like that. They're probably also there. The way I'm looking at it is anybody who carries a gun, we'll say, you know, would probably already be enlisted if they're living physically right now. So if you do have strange dreams, possibly, seeing things, having a little more intuition or whatever, feel that something's happening but you can't put your finger on it, well, that's because that is correct. So, happy enlistment, everybody, who chose to do this here. And I think for most people, they just feel better. You have a part of you that you kind of uncovered that is now doing something, which is you, to benefit everybody here. So it's like an internal knowing and also a lot of gratefulness. So back to you, Kathy.
And Ron, I've just posted on the fast chat the special report from on the website, creationlightship.com. Ron has a Special Forces report, which will tell you a lot more about what is enlistment, the Freedom Fighters Opportunity. So you can always go there and read about it. If you're listening kind of new and you don't know, because I do see some people asking here in the fast chat. what the enlistment is about. And it's good for everyone to read that anyway. And also, Ed has posted about the soldiers, a website, intergalactichumans.com. So there's a lot to read there and know, and you'll feel very self-empowered. It's quite worth it when you understand what's happening and you know you're part of it, and then you're not really even aware of it in your real life here. Okay, so Ron, you were going to possibly activate some water or start taking requests for healing areas on the light ship. I know you wanted to go to the light ship pretty soon here.
Yeah, let's do the water right now, then we'll go to the light ship. So get your glass of water, and this will be for this evening, so you can have a peaceful, restful sleep. Unless you're awake and you're going to work or something, maybe you just got through the nighttime. And here we go, bringing in the dolphin energies. Hold your glass of water. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this will take a few minutes here to do. And we'll go to the light ship right now. So you can bring up your animals, pets, flowers, plants, trees, garden, if you wish. And but you cannot bring up any people. So if you have people that you think you would like to have them come up to the light ship to have some healing, then they must be live on the radio program here in order to hear what's happening. So I only connect with people that are listening. So here we go. We're going up. So one, you're going to be bilocated again, which we talked about earlier here with the military forces. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now you're in no time. And the energy around you, you might feel, has shifted slightly, but nothing is corded to you. And the first room we're going into is the Rainbow Waterfall Room. Here we go. So stronger, bringing the energy in for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. We're going to another location. And we're going to where they have the black dolphins. I mean the black whales. So here's the black whales coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's do another room here. Let's go into the Rainbow Waterfall Room. Many rainbows are there. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And go into the Flower Room. Again, request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, more healing energy coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to the room that has the rainforest energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go on to a room that has the different lights that kind of light up, different colors that you stand on, and one's on top of your head. And right now I'm seeing like a brown energy going through your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see another room. And this is the room where you were created. So going in there now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And going into another room with the wonderful energy of the pink dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. going into another location. And let's go into where they have turtles. So if you're a turtle person, like turtles, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it will give you some time here to stay with the room that you were created in. So I'll give you about a half a minute here. That should feel good for everybody. And we'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back. So here we go. We'll go into the room that has the manatees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we mentioned about doing some clone retrieval healing. So we'll do that right now. Don't know how to exactly do this here, but... We'll go back 1 week. Boy, that's probably a lot. Let's do the clones that you had today. So up to now, we'll go back, and since you have basically 6 an hour, let's go back and do the last 4 hours. That'll be 24 clone replicas. So what we're going to do is somehow go back into time, and before that clone gets exterminated or taken by the aliens, because they created it, they'll probably destroy the clones, typically. That's my understanding. We'll bring those back to life that's with you and just take them sideways into the light. So they'll be, in a sense, using the word abduction, which may not be the right word, but they will be abducted into the light, transferred into the light, as they get turned off and that alien race, you know, lost its timeshare ability for that 10 minutes. And then another one would come in. So here we go. So we'll start from this particular moment in time and go backwards. So first clone, most recent one here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's into the light. Second one, and just see how you're feeling about that. It might be emotional. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 3, maybe this is about a half an hour ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the fourth clone. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Fifth clone. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 6. Now, this was probably around maybe 20 minutes before the hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That was one about an hour ago. No, it'd be 100 minutes ago. So So that's probably close to an hour and a half. Number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 12, oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 17, I might just see if you have any thoughts as they as this happens here. Maybe you might get some key thoughts coming back to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 18, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 21, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 22, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 23, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 24, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, we'll find out how you people are doing. If you wish to send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or also let us know on the fast chat how you're feeling, that would be great. And looks like it's Larry's birthday, so we'll have a birthday party for Larry and go to the food court, everybody. I don't know what Larry's specialty is, but I'm sure he'll request that. And here we go. I'll look for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the cherries and the drizzle and the nuts and everything else like that. It's the size of a pencil eraser, so in order to make you feel probably more fulfilled, you can get a big magnifying glass. It looks like it's the size of a regular plate of ice cream and stuff. So, and you can get seconds if you wish, so it's going underneath your tongue now, and light beans are there now singing happy birthday to Larry and anyone else who may have a birthday. For this month here. So here we go. And that's happening now. And you might feel your body lighten up a little bit here. So, yeah, we'll leave the food court. And you can get seconds and thirds if you wish. And we'll start to come back from the light chip here. And we'll go into the hot tub room to first get detoxified. So again, request healing. Into that room, we're in a golden silver gel combination, and you might actually sense that on your skin. It's really around your skin, not touching your skin. And here comes this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's come back from the light chip, everybody. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, plants, garden is coming with you, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So, Kathy, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Have you ever had that clone release before on the light ship?
No, this is the first time that we did a clone retrieval.
Okay. Cindy said she was losing her thoughts. I was feeling flashbacks. I was seeing flashbacks as I was trying to focus on the fast chat. And you retrieved up to, what, 21 clones? So that's,
24.
Wow, that was 24?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll just wait to see if there's any comments.
I think, right? We got six per hour, so that's going back 4 hours. So those are now on the light ship. Having spirit energy probably put into them, I would imagine, right now. Or they're just waiting for the next ascension program to happen. So they're actually probably in quarantine. So they're actually okay. They're in good shape. So back to you, Kathy.
Great. Well, thank you for taking us to the Creation Light Trip for the healing, and happy birthday to Larry, to all the August birthdays. Sounds like we had some really good cake and went to a lot of good rooms. I hope everyone got their request in. And a lot of people seem to really enjoy this trip to the lightship. Some people could see so much, and it's just so interesting to see what they see. They report to us here. Thomas says the base is colored pink turtles, and someone saw the big flowers, giant flowers, just on, and it seems so enjoyable yet healing at the same time. And just nothing like it, just the most incredible feeling in place, and I do feel wonderfully peaceful myself. And while we were on the light ship, Pete from Australia was typing in if his water could be charged, if he could ask the light beings to have them activate his water while he was on the light ship and then drink it.
Yeah, that would be fine, no problem, yeah.
Great. So even the water, you could even have, say, you could even bring some water on the light ship and ask them, even if we don't go through you, huh, Ron?
Yeah, once you're on the light ship, yeah, you can do that. You can request different things. So that would work fine. No problem
Great.
At all. Let's do a clearing for, let's do a centrifuge room clearing. Maybe some people may need that to get rid of some of the stuff that the clones have maybe left behind that could be recycling. So here we go. Centrifuge room. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps anybody. So do you have any comments on...
Yes. Some people said that Ellen said that she was felt very tired. A couple of people felt very tired, Nikki and Ellen. And then, let's see, Marie R. said during the clone retrieval on the light ship that she felt lots of pressure and fluttering on her forehead. And Claire also had flashbacks like I did. Some people are just commenting, wow, and that's incredible, and thank you for the healing. And it was... Lulu says it was a very incredible, very vibrant light in vibrant peace. Wow. So let me see if there's any more. Phil says he's out of the hospital, and he's doing a lot better. He said that the last week. Michael O. was feeling goofy during the clone retrieval. And now Ed is asking if, well, maybe, Ron, you could explain a little bit. Some people are asking about what is a clone, and also if we get cloned out every 10 minutes, do you also?
Yeah, I don't get cloned out. So that's why I can do the healings, because I'm able to bypass the light of the darkness system here. So, you know, what we have found out just through investigations, we'll call it, that people get cloned out every 10 minutes, which means that you're controlled, you're mind-controlled, body-controlled, spirit-controlled by aliens as they take a little piece of you and recreate a whole body, a whole new spirit, and everything else that goes with that. And when that happens, then they place you into this reality that you're living in. The real you is somewhere else, somewhere probably trapped in a dark side universe. But it has to come back here about 2 hours out of the month to energize your bone structure, which is what they attach to create the clone bodies of you, the replicas. So basically, every 10 minutes, you're a different person. And you might try to notice that, if you can, because you may get some insight on it. But remember, once the last you that was here gets replaced by the new you, the new race of aliens that is materializing you, creating you, may not have all that information from the last clone. They may not wish to put it all in. But they do have to replicate everything around you as being real to you. Otherwise, you might freak out because you may wonder why you're maybe in a boat on the ocean as opposed to driving your car, which you were doing a minute before. So, remember, they're in control of time. So when they turn time off for everybody, then, and it could be at different sequences also. It may not be everything being turned off at once for everybody on the planet. They could go through different timelines, and they can be turned off at different times. This is why sometimes, using the word time again, you may find a car showing up alongside of you or one in front of you that wasn't there before. And also, you know, I give the example of missing a freeway off-ramp, maybe a subway station or something, because they abducted you and you weren't here during that process. So the timeline that you were living on was still moving along for all the people, and then they reinserted you again. And now when you're not here, either they stop time completely and that train or the car is still moving, and then they beam you back down into it, and all of a sudden that time that you were not here, the car is still moving and you're in a different location. That's one way to look at it. Another one is that they may just stop time entirely for you and put you down in the exact same spot, or they could move you over slightly. And that can be kind of scary as you're driving a car on the freeway and you get brought back here in your car, and the car is going a little crooked down the road. And all of a sudden you go, wow, that's really strange. Just think if you're driving on a mountain road and you're going kind of slow because you have turns that are maybe you have to maneuver from one turn to the next, and they take you and bring you back down, and maybe they put you really close to the edge of the cliff. That may have happened to you, and you go, wow, boy, I really made a mistake here. I could have went off the side of the road. What was I doing? What was I thinking? I got to be more conscious. Well, it's not that you need to be more conscious. That could be part of it. The main thing is that they need to be more conscious, because you have no control over how you get beamed down here. So that's kind of what happens. So just know that everybody changes about every 10 minutes, and you can watch them. If you're able to take notes on a piece of paper, more than likely they will materialize that piece of paper with the same information on it. Remember, they have to create the paper and the pen that you're using, everything else, and then recreate it so that you can read it. So if you take notes on paper, then more than likely you can kind of see what's happening and see if your handwriting changes. Maybe you might have a clone that's happy, and then they bring in another clone in 10 minutes that's sad, and you wonder why you're going through a personality change. Maybe they have one that's maybe a little more conscious of everything around you. And then you get one that comes in and you feel like you've had maybe a couple beers or something. You don't feel too connected to reality here. So you have to realize that they're doing this to you. And they just take the last program, somebody, in a race, and they hand out the baton, and they just create the same reality as the last one and bring you forward. And the issues could be the same issue that they're taking away from you, which is, they're not taking away, but getting energy from you, as far as some kind of pain or hardship or anxiety or something. That's kind of the way it works. And then they can take you onto a tangent timeline associated with what you're going through. And that could be probably even worse, because from there you can go on to different tangents and tangents and tangents. And each time, a little piece of you is lost. That's the sad part. Is it recoverable? I don't know. But each time you do a clearing on yourself from the website, then a little part of you gets retrieved again. And then it's put, being held sacred for you so that it will not be abducted. Remember, they need to get a little piece of your source energy, your spirit energy, your body energy, which is still source energy, a little piece where they need to materialize the whole body. It's kind of like one little drop creates everything. And from there, that's what's needed. And that's why they need to have that energy from you. So back to you, Kathy. Hopefully that kind of answered the question.
Well, while you're speaking, Ron, the fast chat's really going wild here. First of all, Phil wanted you to know that he really has great improvement in his health since you've been doing sample clearing for lungs all this past week and last week when he was in the hospital. And he says, wow, the light ship doctors make miracles. So he's home now. So welcome home, Phil. And you asked for people's comments about how they felt with the clone retrieval. And a lot of people, since I mentioned it, are reporting that they were tired, even more people. And we're wondering, why could that be? And is it just that clones just make us tired, changing the clones?
I don't know what how or why that is right now. Okay, I'll also kind of put that on one of the burners here and kind of figure out why people are feeling tired. I'm pretty relaxed myself, but I do feel, in a sense, tired. I don't know if I would say I'm exhausted, but I do feel a little tired. I could probably go to sleep in 5 minutes very easily. So that's kind of the way I'm feeling. So I just don't know. But I'm feeling your energy, so once we get off the call here, then I'll pop back up again, and I'll feel good. I saw the movie, I think it's Total Recall. Not a bad movie to watch. There's another one coming out, I think in October. It's another alien type of movie. I forgot the name of it, but I'll try to get that. But it's a very good movie. Maybe somebody has seen the previews on it. And it's going to be, it looks very, very good about alien invasions and stuff. So, Kathy?
Some questions. Heal321 is asking about the what can stop the clones. She's asking if specifically can the RX protection clearing stop the clones, or how about the harmonic frequency clearing?
It could probably help somewhat. Remember, they come in through even and odd harmonics, mainly the odd ones. And so they prevent you from having the even ones, you know, to work with. I just don't know what can stop them. As we do healings, then you feel better because you're healing the DNA in the clone. And then that is transferred onto you in the next clone. So that is very, very beneficial. But how to stop them, that might be the, what was it, the old phrase, million-dollar question or something like that. I wrote down some key words, but I don't have them with me. Maybe in the next program I'll bring them forth. They're the older ones. If you're older, you'd probably recognize them that everybody talked about and stated. So they're actually words that are keywords. I have seen the word sky a lot recently. So in one of the movies, they talked about maybe the sky is falling or something. So you might see if you start seeing the word sky a lot. It's like our program is kind of coming to a close here. So our next BBS program is Monday at 4. We have our 8-hour healing intensive tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Time, and get rid of the alien critters and life forms that live with you. So, do you have anything to add, Kathy?
Someone's asking, you mentioned a movie, and Trent mentions Total Recall, a new one, if that's the title.
Yes, that'd be the title. And they had previews on the Alien one. I just can't recall the name of it. But it should be pretty good. So, everybody, I guess we will see you either tomorrow or Monday. And hopefully you enjoyed this evening. I kind of enjoyed it, saving the clones. That was, for me, very special. I don't like to see life forms get destroyed. And I'm sure you wouldn't either. And it's very nice that Phil was doing good. So, wonderful, Phil. And, the nano clearing is very good. So, blessings to everybody. And thank you, Kathy. See you later, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.